And I am Patty Santos, and we are sitting in the AFIA house, and we cover all sorts of topics related to the work we do here at AFIA with medicinal plants, natural foods, and preparation of foods, and then issues related to women's self-esteem, sexuality, and so on and so forth. So today we had scheduled to talk about inhame, which is yam in Portuguese. And actually, I didn't even realize that it was yam because it's so different looking. There's a whole variety of types of yams here in Brazil. This one that we're studying today, and I have one right here, is white yam, and it's big. This is half of one, and as you can see, it's a root. It reminds me a lot of the yucca root. And it's very common here in the northeast of Brazil, almost to the point where it substitutes bread or what tortillas would be in Central America as a daily staple for people. One of the ways we start our groups is always beginning with their own knowledge and experience. And it's always amazing to me all the knowledge that's here among these women. And some of it comes from way back in their family lineage, to the grandmother. Most of these folks came to the city from the rural areas, and so they're very familiar with a lot of plants, a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables that they use, a lot of home remedies. So there's a real richness here among the women. So today we'll start that way. And then usually myself or Efu, one of the facilitators, will have done some research before. And then we add that information. And we like to type up the information and have handouts for the women. Some of them don't read, but they all take handouts with them because they're usually somebody at home who can read. Or they pass it on to other women, too. They're really good about spreading the learnings from AFIA. So with that bit of introduction here, we're going to start our group today.
Vamos começar. Como vocês têm utilizado o inhame? Quais são as propriedades medicinais? Então, se alguém quer começar.
So this is Maria José. She's a team member. She does work with the O-ring testing in our bioenergetics consultations, and she does a great job in administering Reiki, which is the Japanese technique for healing. She divides her time between the organic garden and her work at AFIA.
Para furuncos, faz a papinha dele, mistura com argila e coloca nos furuncos e amarra panozinho. No outro dia, o furunco estoura.
She shared that a use that she's known of for the inhame is to make mix it with a little water, make that paste, and then she mix it with clay and then apply it to furunculos, would be abscesses, sores, and then it will release the pus that's inside. So that's one of the uses that she knows of.
Ele é cicatrizante para o intestino também. A gente tem um pouco de experiência sobre isso, né?
Dona Rosa, she says that yami is used to heal the wounds in the intestines.
O yami ajuda a limpeza do sangue e, além do mais, também a gente também coloca também como emplaste na parte do coração.
Maria da Guia, she's one of the team members, and she says that yami is excellent for cleansing the blood. Another thing also she said is like when people have a heart problem, the acceleration of the heartbeat, you make implaster of the yam and put it on top of the heart, and that helps bring it down.
Dá uma sopa assim muito maravilhosa. Só isso.
We are delighting in yam soup prepared by our head chef here at AFIA, which is Dona Lourdes. And I observed the process. It was very basic, boiling the yams till they were soft. And then she used the broth from the boiling and put the cooked yam along with onion, cilantro, tomatoes, garlic. Put that all together in the blender, then poured it all back into the pot, and then added some salt, a little bit of soy sauce, like a spoonful, and she also added some homemade soy milk to fortify it, she said. So that's the basic recipe, and now we get to try it. Bon appetit. Mmm, this is good. delicious. I think my kids are going to like this, so I have a new recipe for home. Obrigada, Dona Lourdes. Tá uma delícia.
There's a lot of organization that give tons of money to people to go from one meeting to another, travel around the world. And here you have these poor women just to get a minimum salary.
What's a minimum salary?
A minimum salary here is 300 reais, which is equivalent to $140. That's minimum salary that these women live with, and they're happy. They're the happiest women in life to get that and do so much work with other women.
This is $140 a month?
A month. And they do a great work of sharing the same knowledge and the same wisdom to other women and the community. It's incredible. And so for me, that's why I feel like I'm a bridge that way, because for me it's like, how can we get all that money to be able to pay these women so they can keep multiplying this way? We keep on dancing back and forth, being like a bridge here in the middle. How can we keep helping them and bring the riches from up there and bring it down here so that it goes into the right place? And that was trying to balance this economic situation of the world, which is so imbalanced in many ways.
Now, you said that there are some rich women who think Reiki is chic and massage is chic. They come here and they want to get their treatment. Is that true? I mean, are you talking really rich women, or you're just talking rich for this area, or what are you talking
right,
about?
Right, yeah, when we say rich, really, what I mean, like middle class. Some of them, they get like 3 or 4 minimum salaries compared to this one that get one, or they don't even get at all. So some of these women I'm talking about, like they go for treatments like Reiki, massage. They pay 100 reais or 70 reais or 60 reais for a session. But they come here, and for these women, we tell them that, you know, if you can charge, maybe charge 10 reais for the women here, or charge nothing for people who cannot pay. So then we have these people from middle class come here because they found it's a very good service. So then when they come here, we try to make them donate a little bit more so that these poor women who are giving service, they can also gain from them. And then every Wednesday here, we have a circle of women where we exchange knowledge and stories and all that. So we invite them to come. And some of these middle-class women, the social problems that they suffer, like women oppression or discrimination, no, it's the same that the poor women suffer. And so then it's very interesting when they are sitting here telling stories, and they tell exactly the same story as the poor women. So this is bringing up the self-esteem of the poor women, because they look and say, wow, that woman which come here, she looks like a rich woman. You mean she suffer like us too? You know, they talk among themselves like that. And we tell them, yes, women are women all over the world. Doesn't really matter. And so this is why we need to be in solidarity. And then that's when we talk to these rich women. If they have anything they can donate to these poor women, we ask them to do so. And these poor women, we said, yeah, if you can give them massage and Reiki, that's great. So again, I found out that my ministry is becoming a bridge between the two worlds. And I hope, even if I'm not here, I hope this will continue, because this is the only way we can bring this equality between different classes.